All
Hi, David.
Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
Good.
Welcome back. Those of you who did travel from spring training, hope everything went all right. I think we have, is this everybody, Mark?
Yeah.
Close enough?
We're a minute early.
A minute early. Well, if you're not a minute early, you're late.
We can get started with Matt Kawahara.
Hi, David. Just with opening day coming up tomorrow, how do you feel about just the group that you're going into the season with? Obviously, there wasn't a whole lot of change from the group that you went into spring with, but now that some of the roles have shaken out, what is your just overall assessment of the roster at this point?
I thought we had a great spring. I thought, we sort of adjusted to the different hurdles we faced. I thought, we moving spring training over to Fitch, the different times, I thought guys adapted well. The coaching staff did a nice job making sure everybody got their work in. And we played well down the stretch for whatever that's worth. So I think these guys feel good about themselves. But really to get through spring without any interruptions due to protocols and things like that, I think everybody's feeling really good heading into tomorrow.
Manolo.
Hey, how are you, David? How is everything?
Good, Manolo. Thanks.
Yes. When the season ended and so many free agents you guys had, probably from the outside, a fan might have thought, oh, what are they going to do? But you were able to start picking up pieces by pieces to put together your roster. And how do you feel that you have now enough depth to face this a very long season?
Yeah, well, we thought from the inside also, what are we going to do? So it wasn't just people on the outside. I feel really good about what we ultimately did in the offseason and into spring training. I think we brought in some talent, some experience, some leadership to add to the group that was here. So I think the players were, we're happy with what happened sort of in that last surge before going into Arizona. And I think we feel really good about how this team has come together over the last month.
Yes, as a general manager, David, how different it is to face a full season of 162 games after the disaster of last year, the pandemic season?
This is what we're more used to. So I think we're ready for this pace, for the sort of the long grind of 162. I think all of us last year didn't know how best to handle a 60-game sprint, but I think this is... those of us who've been doing this a long time, I think this is what we're ready for. We know it's going to be a long season. I think everybody's back to sort of what we know best.
Shayna.
Hey, David. Obviously, you guys don't have a decision on the fifth starter, but what have you liked about what Puck and Dalton and Cole Irvin, who's new, have done this spring? And do you think that their spring performances had anything to do or more to do with how it's come down to those three in particular?
Well, look, we really like the fact that they all went out and competed under, essentially under the pressure of knowing that we were going to have to make that decision. So, certainly the fact that at least the last two times they went out, but certainly each of their last performances, they knew we were having the conversations. I mean, the way Cole pitched against the Dodgers, Puck and Dalton went out over the weekend and threw up a bunch of zeros. So it bodes well for all three of them when they do get the opportunity. I think we feel much better about our depth maybe than we did a month ago, knowing that those guys have stepped up, knowing that AJ is an option to get stretched out. I think we still have to keep an eye on his innings in particular, just because of the fact that he had not pitched essentially since 2019. But it's, it's a great sign that all three guys went out and performed at the level they did with that kind of pressure on them.
Matt?
We've asked you already in the past just about covering innings with the pitching staff this year, but when you're talking about pitching depth that you've found, is that something that you feel like you guys are really going to lean on over the course of the year?
Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, this is going to take more than 13 pitchers or the 13 guys that will be here tomorrow. And I think what we saw over the course of the spring is that we do have some guys who are going to be able to help. I mean, you saw what guys like Guerra and Goudouin did during the spring. I'd be surprised if they weren't here to help us at some point. So, we talk about it all off season, where's the depth going to come from? We sign minor league free agents, we make trades, and you want to make sure that you go into the season having enough healthy options for Bob and Emo to call upon whenever anything comes up during the year.
And then with Major League Baseball now, it's saying that there will be probably some of the restrictions, especially travel restrictions, lifted if teams reach a certain level of players or percentage of players who receive the vaccine in California, moving toward making the vaccine available to all adults. Have you guys had discussions or come down on what sort of the stance is going to be from a team standpoint is in terms of whether to recommend the players get the vaccine or not, or just kind of whether that's going to be an individual decision?
It's absolutely an individual decision. And we are doing our best to make access available. Nick and the doctors, the medical staff are working to provide access to whoever wants it. But it's absolutely an individual decision. Everybody in the clubhouse is aware of the memo that went out and the relaxations of the protocols that happen if you get to 85% as a team. But there are also things that happen for individuals who are fully vaccinated. So, we've had the discussion. The players who are interested have made it have made our medical staff aware, and we will continue to help provide them access wherever possible.
Do you have a sense of whether you will reach the 85% mark or not?
I don't right now. I know we have a lot of players who are interested, but I don't have a count.
Alex.
Hey, David. What have you guys communicated to Pinder about his role this season? And what's the thought process behind how you plan to use him in 2021?
I know Bob has talked to Chad all spring. You obviously saw him play a number of positions during spring training. He played all around the infield, both corners and the outfield. And we've always said Chad's versatility is a huge benefit to our roster. I think you'll see it play out over the first couple of weeks of the season that he's valuable to Bob, and we will, we'll make sure we get everybody in there, particularly early to get the bats going, and guys will settle into their roles more so, after the first couple of weeks of games. But there's no doubt that Chad remains valuable, to the team. And I think he'll find his way into the lineup.
And just a quick follow-up on that, what would you need to see from him for him to get some more regular playing time or everyday playing time?
I don't know if it's as much Chad as it is just the way the roster works. We expect to have 13 position players at most times, and Bob does his best every night to put together a lineup based on matchups, based on who's swinging well. So this is not just a Chad question. I mean, Chad's done really well when he's been in there. It depends on what the best lineup is that night.
Manolo.
David, of course, all of you guys are going to welcome the return of fans and a certain percentage to the respective stadiums. But in your standpoint as general manager, how big of a challenge is this to try to accommodate the people, knowing that you need to have the social distance, the use of restrooms, all kind of stuff? How big of a challenge is this for a general manager, my friend?
Well, luckily, most of that challenge falls on David Rennetti's very capable shoulders. So, we've spent a lot of time the last couple of months, ever since the county and the state made it clear we would be able to have up to 25% capacity, and now 26 as of the last couple of days, putting together a plan. David and his staff, working with Dave Cavill, have put a lot of time and thought into it. So we're going to be thrilled to see fans here tomorrow night. Our players feed off that. But I think operationally, I think we're ready for it. And hopefully the fans, give us a little time to get used to doing things a new way. But I know they're going to be excited to be back in the building as well.
You have had a success in the past when picking up players in the Rule 5 rule. You have Canna, of course, so many good years with these. And then you had Machin last year. This year you have Tom. I'm guessing that you were very worried when he was injured, I believe, at the beginning of the camp, but he came through. What do you think the kind of impact that Kay is going to have in these 2021 athletics?
Well, the biggest concern with Kai having the injury was just that we wouldn't get to see him enough, to make a decision. But luckily, he came out hot when he was finally able to play, got a bunch of hits early on. And even before that, had swung the bat well in simulated games. So we made sort of no secret of the fact in the offseason we were looking for left-handed options in the outfield. And, he did a great job the last 2.5 weeks of the spring, proving that he can hit pitching at this level. And I know Bob is anxious to get him right in there. We're obviously very right-handed other than him in the outfield. And there should be some good matchups for him early on.
Shayna?
A lot of fans are interested in Bob Melvin's contract situation. Obviously, he has another year this year and a club option. But were there any conversations about an extension during the offseason or camp?
Bob and I talked in the offseason about this. Look, his option at this point is more a function of what he wants to do rather than what we want. I mean, he's earned that right. So that will be the conversation we have going forward.
Kylan?
Hey, Kylan with Cron 4. Manolo asked a little bit of what I was curious about in regards to fans, but just how big of a difference do you expect that to make for your team this season?
I think it's huge. I mean, we saw it in spring training with only, 2,000 people in the fans, how much more normal it feels, how much it's what they're used to. This was at times a weird place to be last year. And I say this meaning the ballpark, with nobody out there, with the piped in crowd noise, everything about it felt artificial. And I think getting 11,000 people in here tomorrow night is going to be a big sigh of relief for everybody to feel, how normal that is, how it feels like being at a game. So I know our players are really looking forward to it.
And is there any extra anticipation ahead of opening day, just playing the Astros in particular with how last season ended and obviously their reputation?
That's a better question for the fans. we're not focused on that part of things. And the fact that this is sort of their first game in front of fans, or our fans at least. No, I think we'll see how it plays out tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Matt?
We didn't see a whole lot of Rosenthal or Romo during just spring games. I'm sure there was more on backfields, but between them and Kolarik, are you as confident going into the season in the bullpen as sort of when you made that addition, those additions, and put that group together?
Yeah, I like the way the bullpen has shaped up, and I know Bob feels good about it. A lot of those guys got work in simulated games in addition to what you saw, out at Ho-O-Cam. So. I think there's still some, decisions to be made as we go forward as to who exactly fits where. And I know Bob is always talking to guys about their roles and it's what it looks like tomorrow may not be what it looks like a week or a month from now, as far as who's pitching where, but we feel good about the options that are out there.
And you stated clearly even before spring training that the expectation is for this team to contend for the division again. What is sort of what the major factor, I guess, the biggest factor in that happening? What, from your view, knowing this group going into the season, where does that start?
I saw that Matt told you this morning he's pretty confident no matter what happens out there. So if only we could all have Matt Chapman's confidence. That question for me always comes down to health. That's what we are always thinking about is keeping this group healthy, making sure we have the depth to fill in when it's not. And I think, you look at pitching, both starting and relief, you look at the offense, the defense, I think all the ingredients are there. From my seat, we're always trying to make sure we stay as healthy as possible.
We'll take one last question from Shayna.
Obviously, you don't put too much credence into spring numbers, but how encouraged are you with what Matt Olson was able to do in March?
I'll put credence in Matt's numbers. I get to pick and choose when I want on the spring numbers. It was great to see Matt swing the bat that way. I know he heard a lot this offseason about the numbers he put up last year, about how, you know, we all sort of felt like that wasn't at all what he's capable of. But to watch him go out really from the start, I mean, we had some sim games on the backfields even before games started where he was hitting a homer every day. So to see his confidence, to see the way he swung the bat and then put up some numbers in spring training games, I think everybody in that clubhouse feels like he's, he's in for big things this year.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, David.